Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Ah, thank you, Edith. It's 4:07. And here comes Tea Lady Becky. Hi, Becky. Ah, thanks for going to the shop.
Just got some bits.
Did you not get my text about the coffee, no?
Oh, no.
All right.
Phone's there.
Oh, right.
At the back. You can see it flashing.
Oh, yeah.
I did ask you before I left, in my defence.
Yeah, I know, but then I sent you a text like a minute afterwards changing my mind, so could you go back to joking? Hope you're okay this afternoon. I've got a weird ear blockage thing today. I don't like to make a fuss, I just want to mention it. Which means that if I tip my head backwards like that, I can hear everything perfectly. If I tip my head forward, it sounds muffled, like you've been swimming. Weird.
Just lie down and do the show then.
If I do the whole shot like that, it'll be fine. And then can you hear me now?
Lie the other way.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, but then my head's like this all the way through, like at a jaunty angle.
Then you'll have neck problems, but your ears will be fine.
Sorry, my medical thing overshadowing yours today.
Mine beats yours, I think. I've got a massive burn on my arm.
Tell us the rock and roll way you did that.
Put my hand over the kettle.
Amazing. Podcast. You know, girls, they like us bad boys, don't they?
There's so many things about this that I need to question. Are you saying that you're a bad boy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't believe that.
Why not?
Do girls like bad... This is weird that you're talking about this, because my boyfriend said to me the other day, do I need to start being nastier to you? And
why?
I said, no. Why on earth would I want that? And he went, because girls like bad boys, don't they?
Well, that's what everyone says.
And I was like, no, they don't, do they?
Well, yeah, they do. Do you like nasty boys before your current boyfriend?
Not really.
Do you like people?
I fancy Ray Winston a bit, but
yeah, but
that's just Grant from EastEnders.
No, that's not the same thing.
But they're
just like villains. I mean, people that don't call you back when they say they're going to.
And Snape off of Harry Potter.
No, not them. No, I mean people that, you know, they don't turn up for dates. They're just generally not very nice.
No, why do you want to go out with one of them?
I think loads of girls do like that.
Really?
Well, listen, a friend of mine who is a really nice guy. He's not seen a girl for ages, has been seeing this girl for 2 weeks, and he was being really nice to her, and then someone's phone going off again. That's brilliant.
I know, I don't...
Okay, good.
Is that you asking for coffee again? You can't just ask me in person.
I'll text you, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's being really nice to this girl. He's thinking, it's after 2 weeks, he's thinking, oh no, she's going to go off me. I'm being far too nice. He, you know, he's turning up, he's giving her compliments, he's saying nice things to her. Girls hate that. So he thought, right, I need to start being, you know, treating him mean a little bit to keep him keen. So he turned up on purpose an hour late for the date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if he... Oh,
no, thinking, wow, this girl is now going to be in the palm of my hand and begging for more.
No, because he's been nice to her for the last 2 weeks. She's going to think he's suddenly turned
into
an idiot.
That's why. He was like, no, I need to stop this niceness.
No,
I need to start being a bad boy.
Because
girls, the chicks dig that. So...
a fake bad boy. His flowers. We're not getting anything now.
Bye. Right?
That's just going off someone.
Turns up an hour, hour late for the date, thinking, yeah, that would have... I would have sealed it. No, she dumped him on the spot.
Yeah, good on her.
But that's not normally what they would do. They'd be like, oh, yes, please, give me more. Now, if you're a girl, could you please clear this up, please? Because for my mate and lots of other boys, it's very confusing. Do you like bad boys or do you like nice boys? It's got to be one or the other, surely.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Emma, is that Scott?
It is. You sound a bit like Fern Cotton, I've decided.
I know I sound like Fern Cotton. I've been told that before. I love that. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, Fern, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All
well,
good?
This whole thing about bad boys, this has totally freaked me out. I'm in the office this morning talking to my friend Claire, and this whole conversation of, I want a bad boy next. Should I? I need a sign. So there you go. There's my sign.
Right, so you were talking about this in the office earlier, and you've decided that the next one is going to be a bad boy.
Absolutely.
What was the last one?
A wronger.
A wronger. You're not a fan of nice boys, though, right?
Well, no, there's such a thing as too nice, and that's wrong.
Yeah, there is too nice, but nice is good.
Yeah, but with the whole bad boy thing, you know, you can just see them with the whole bad boy image walking down the road with a bunch of flowers. Which they probably stole them, but, you know, I like that.
Okay, so you like it when a bloke doesn't call you back?
Yes, yes, because I'm rubbish at doing the whole callback thing, so, you know.
You're one of those girls that likes to kind of wallow in the drama of, oh, my God, he hasn't called me, he didn't turn up. You love it, don't you?
I love it. I love the drama.
See?
Yeah.
Becky's not getting this at all.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want someone to be nice to you.
Well, because otherwise they hang around.
How many times? How many times when he doesn't call you back before you realise that he's actually just dumped you?
Well, no, you dump them. Hang on, you dump them.
All right. So, God, girls are really confusing.
I'm confused, and I am one.
Oh well, I'm confused, but that's how it works, kind of.
When you say you don't want them hanging around, what do you mean?
Yeah. Well, there's the overdo, you know, when it's just too much, and it's too familiar.
You're just looking for a short term. I love you, phone call sound alike.
Okay.
Ciao. Okay, bye.
Bye.
She didn't say it back, did she? 4:23. This is Radio 1.
Way too keen.
This is Whale, discovered by Mark Ronson in 2007. That's what happened, wasn't it? I was just wading
never
on
never say
there.
I love you. You've only just spoken to her on the phone.
Sorry, she was like, yeah, bye. Radio 1. Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. Right, it appears that the one that doesn't speak is now putting that picture of me in the Billy Elliot pose on Mills the Musical Twitter.
He's not as scared of you as I am. I got a bit scared when you said, no, don't do it, and kind of backed out and forwarded it to him, and he's putting it up now.
I'm playing the staring competition with you right now. Who's going to look away first?
I just can't look at you without laughing, because all I see is you in the Billy Elliot pose.
It's not the best, the all-over denim look.
No.
But that's what they made me wear. Are you putting that on Twitter now?
It's worse, because the two denims don't match. So you've got kind of...
That's what they told me to wear.
Stone wash on the top and then kind of dark denim on the bottom and what looks like school shoes.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll
and
be...
mouth open.
Yes, all right. Just go, we're Mills the Musical on Twitter if you want to have a look. It'll be up there in a few minutes. So laugh away. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. All right, how many comments are there that say, ha 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 double denim at the moment on Twitter?
I can't count them in time.
Right, good. But people are going, why do you even own DD? I don't. That was not my shirt. It also looks like I've got really short legs and really long arms.
Quite orangutan, isn't it?
Can we take that picture off? It's really horrible.
No, it's getting loads of hits.
Nobody looks good jumping.
It's what they want.
No, they don't. And it's not going to be on any posters. Please take it down. It's horrible.
No, it's good look.
It's not. I look like I'm a Bewitched.
You do, actually.
Tribute act.
They were all about the double denim.
They really were. Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Now it's time for some bargains, read out by Radio 1's Greg James on the classifieds. Oh, I've missed these because I was away last week. Didn't do them last week, so the listeners would have missed them too.
Oh, rubbish. Only 2,500 people have looked at the picture of you so far.
Oh, get lost.
Yeah, that's rubbish, isn't it?
No, it's... That's more than enough.
I was expecting at least 5,000 by now.
We need to take that down.
Let's hopefully get it to 10,000.
If I knew how to do that, I would take it down myself. Okay, is it bargains today?
It is.
Umbrellas repaired for a pineapple.
I'm sorry?
Now, is it just me, or does I buy really rubbish umbrellas and then they always turn inside out the slightest bit of wind, so this is going to be brilliant?
I always lose umbrellas and then I have to buy them every time it rains. Like, I've got a real nice Burberry one at the moment that I bought.
Why did you buy a Burberry umbrella?
Because that was the only ones they had, and they were £5.
Real, then.
So, obviously real.
I know for a fact that there aren't many people that offer this, so I've started mending umbrellas as a hobby. I've done about a dozen so far, and none of the ones I've mended have ripped on the same spot ever again.
This is well good. This guy's got a talent. You know, you said you lose umbrellas. You know that red and green and yellow and blue one that we had upstairs? The umbrella that I thought was nobody's?
Yeah.
The one that doesn't speak. So have you lost that one?
Yeah. Yes.
We found this umbrella and I was like, brilliant, it's raining today, let's have this.
Even though it does say the name of a building society on it.
You still lost it.
Yeah, I don't know where that is now, sorry.
No guarantees that you'll get exactly the same results, but give it a try. What have you got to lose? A pineapple.
Right, this is weird.
That's right. I want a pineapple with no bruises on the sides or no blue mould on the bottom.
But I think this is brilliant, to get your umbrella fixed just for a pineapple.
Well, if I could find any, then...
What, find a pineapple or
no,
find
if
your umbrella?
If I could find any umbrellas, then I'd get them fixed.
I could mend maximum 2 spines for 1 pineapple. If I have to mend 3 spines, then you have to add a tree-ripened papaya to the above. Tree-ripened papayas are different than normal papayas. Please note that. They are more expensive. And I can tell where you got them from.
Papaya expert.
Hope you're smiling by now. This is a genuine offer. If you've been reluctant to throw away that trusty umbrella, I'm not talking about the £2.99 variety. Let me look at it, and I can tell you if I can fix it for a pineapple.
Hey, if anyone's had their umbrella blown inside out recently and it's all broken up, then let us know if you've got any pineapples on the go.
I say 3 spines is probably enough to bin it, though, isn't it?
3, I think it's pretty much beyond repair,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. 1, get it fixed.
1, yeah.
2... 3, bin it off.
3, off, no. Mm. Next. I've never bought an umbrella over £5, though, so I wouldn't know.
Mm. Yeah. Get you with your bargain hunting.
I know. Next.
Is your dog suffering from alopecia? My dog wants help, too.
No, I don't have a dog. Alopecia, is that where your hair falls out?
Mm-hmm.
This is Kai, my German shepherd. He sheds a lot, especially this time of year.
Okay.
This item is a big pile of his hair, all harvested last night. Seriously, this all came out of his undercoat last night. I was going to throw it away, but Kai seemed to be trying to tell me something as I headed for the bin.
Don't be wasteful,
I think he was trying to say.
Is that Greg James doing a dog?
That was Greg's dog voice. I don't hear him do that.
So this is a load of dog hair.
Yeah, in case your dog's going bald.
You can stick it on.
Mm.
How do you stick dog hair on to dogs that don't have much?
No idea.
Like a prick stick?
But it's free, so... No, don't you... No! I don't know.
Well, how then?
I'm not sure. Don't glue your dog.
So I looked down at the huge pile and back at Kai and said, well, if you think it might help... I'm not sure what you might do with this. Maybe knit a little chihuahua sweater. Kai seemed to think a toupee was the way to go.
Oh,
anyway,
yes.
All offers are considered. Maybe he'd even be moved to donate it to a needy pup. It's really up to him. The hair is clean, flake-free, and product of a high-quality diet.
Not really my favourite.
But you can have a dog hair toupee. It's what Kai wants.
What Kai would have wanted.
Yeah. Free dog hair toupee. That is one of the best classifieds.
That is good.
Hmm.
Okay,
you don't want it.
No, thanks. Next.
Please take my Fergie plates.
Oh, what are these?
This is way up your street.
It really is. What's this?
I have a set of 6 Faces of Fergie collector's plates, and I believe they're ruining my life.
Off the Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, I thought it was, Fergie, as in off of used to be royal.
Off of not royal?
Yeah.
But used to be?
Yeah.
Fergie?
Yeah.
Duchess of York.
Used to be married to Andrew, yeah.
They were given to me by a neighbour as a present. Ever since then, I've been having a stream of bad luck. Shortly thereafter, I broke off with my boyfriend, got a job transfer to a place I hate, and had a bird poo on my head. And I've remained celibate since the day I got them. I believe that by having these plates in my cupboard and refusing to display them, I've created this ill luck for myself.
No, that's not true.
Oh, it could be Alex Ferguson.
Could be.
Off of Man United. They'd be brilliant to have 6 plates of him.
Thing is, I've been celibate for ages, and that's, I think, largely due to my Princess Diana mugs, which are on display in my flat.
Hmm. You can have the Fergie plates, then. It might change your luck around.
Why don't I display them, I hear you ask? That's because they creep me out. So I figure the only way to clear up my karma is to give them away to someone who would display them proudly. Please, serious inquiries only. We're talking about my life, especially my love life. Please do not respond if you plan on damaging them or using them in a manner which they're not meant to be used, i.e. a crockery smash.
Mm.
Sorry to be... How long did you say you've been celibate for?
I didn't say how long, did I?
Yeah, you said. You said I've been celibate for months now. I'm saying no, you haven't.
No, I did make that up.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? What are you doing?
I just wanted to get my Princess Diana mugs into the conversation. Next.
Toilet. Any ideas?
Right, so is this someone giving away?
This is someone that wants
away?
Help.
2 weeks ago, my children managed to plug up the toilet somehow. I've no idea if it's just copious amounts of paper or if there's a foreign object shoved in there. Here's what I've tried. Bleach. Supposed to make the clog slide away. Yeah, right. the garden hose, my father's brilliant suggestion. Rubber glove on hand. No, can't feel anything. It must be way in there.
Mm. You should be a knight in shining armour and go round and fix this woman's loo.
I can't afford a plumber, so let me just say that the toilet is turning neat shades of green now, and I want to puke every time I walk by. The three-year-old does not understand stop flushing.
Hmm.
What can I offer in return? Well, I get paid in 2 weeks, but I'll die from gas fumes by then, so all I can offer is a fax copier laser thingy, 1 year old, and the world's oldest treadmill. Does anyone want to help me before the toilet grows space aliens and they attack us while we're sleeping?
Both of those things I think we could do with.
A fax machine.
Fax copier laser thingy.
Actually, I've got something that I need to fax.
Well, there you go then. Go and fix this woman's loo and the fax copier laser thingy can be yours.
When was the last time you used the fax machine? Like,
when I had to book that hotel for you in Croatia.
I'm all about
when you went
fax.
To Eurovision.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you didn't know how to work it, so you got me to do it.
I've got something else that I need to fax now.
Well,
so that
you're
could be
all
good.
About the faxing.
And I'm always up for a treadmill.
Yeah.
Very wise if
so
you look at that.
So you're going to go and fix
picture.
Her loo?
Hmm?
You going to go and fix her loo?
No, I wouldn't know how to. I'm sorry to hear about that. Anything else that you have for us later? Is there any more?
Yeah, there are more.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing. Okay. That was Becky's Classifieds. No, I don't have a denim umbrella to go with my double denim trouser and shirt combo. Thanks very much for your text.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Loads of plumbers have been on offering their services, but can I ask, who thinks I need my toilet fixed? I'll put an ad online. Maybe just call a plumber now, because it might take a while. It's a bit like, you know those Sunday supplements they have in the papers, like the little magazines you get, and they have like the health problems. And it's like, dear magazine doctor, I think I might be about to die and have about 3 weeks to live. Maybe go to a doctor sometime in the next 24, 48 hours, maybe rather than writing to a Sunday magazine in the hope they might pick yours to publish in the next 2 or 3 months.
Has your dear Deirdre gone in yet?
By which time you'll be dead. Mo, what? I'm celibate because
I'm
of my Princess Diana
about
monks.
Your health problems.
Podcast.
Have you become Chappers PA? He's not here this week or next week, by the way.
I'm not entirely sure, but I think I might have done.
What happened earlier?
I got a phone call from Comedy Dave asking me if I knew Chappers' availability on some random dates in August. And he said,
bear in mind that Chappers and Dave do see quite a lot of each other. They do like radio shows together and do student gigs together.
Yeah, they're quite good mates, aren't they? But he said he thought he'd come to me rather than go to Chappers direct.
Right.
And I didn't ask why at the time, because obviously just kind of bumbled along and gave him the information he needed. But then I thought afterwards,
why
surely
not just
Chappers
phone
knows
Chappers?
Where Chappers is.
Do you think when you call Chappers' aunt's phone, it goes, hi, it's Chappers here, for all inquiries involving me, call Becky on this number?
I hope it does, because we could play havoc with his diary. Think of all the stuff we can book him for.
I love that your Chappers' secretary in his absence.
What do you want him to do? Ask me, I'll just say yes.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, Kirsten's been on saying, is Chappers available for her friend's birthday? They're off out in Birmingham on Saturday. Just wanted to know his availability there.
Probably.
Okay.
Looks fine to me.
What about the Saturday after? Because James in Stoke is having a housewarming party. Quite like Chappers to be there.
Oh, no, I think he's going to be with Ad in Cornwall opening the new multi-story car park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if Chappers could unblock that woman's loo from the classifieds earlier?
Mm, yeah, he's definitely... He said he wanted to do that one.
Trisha in Manchester says that.
Mm.
Okay. Will he come to Thorpe Park with a load of people who are on their Ollie's 21st birthday?
Sounds like too much fun for Chappers. Should we send him along?
Yeah. Would you do me a favour?
Go on.
The bloke next door has got really loud music on. Could you do that thing that we have to do sometimes where you can just go in there and ask him to turn it down? Because you're quite good at it. I'm scared.
I'm really
just open the door and just going, can you turn it down for me?
Can't hear me, it's too loud.
Go in.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I can't hear. No, it's too loud. Excuse me. You better turn it down a little. Thank you. He just gave me a really bad stare and didn't even say anything.
Oh, man.
I'm so Hang embarrassed.
On. Let's listen. Only a little bit turned it down.
I think he's in a mood.
I think he is. Oops. Sorry.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Becky, how much do we love Newsbeat Steve Atchell-Blears?
A lot.
We look forward to his reports every single day. All of Unofficial Meals are very excited about this on their website.
He brings the news to life, I think.
He does. It's his own special way of reporting. So here, now, is the best of Steve Blears 2.
Shopping for vintage gear.
Wacky 80s disco.
Look at the shoulder pads on that. Salt and vinegar on your catfish and chips.
Which works out at about £900 a month just in interest.
Ouch! Catch that. But where does this leave Lorna and her plans to expand into cheeky underwear? Catfish, would you eat that?
No.
Don't you like fish?
No.
It's a special day for this school leaver.
My name's Debbie and I'm 16.
But no cards or flowers. It's her first ever trip to the job centre. Right, what have you got here?
A nice blue top.
Yeah. Gonna haggle?
I am going to haggle.
Let's go. It's apparently very popular in France, but then you can eat horse steaks there.
She's going in with the old it's faulty line. Good technique.
Oh dear.
Ouch. And that was the very best of Steve Blears, number 2. Hope you enjoyed it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, what's the curtis?
You're on your own today, Becky. Let us know how you do against Becky on 81199.
Oh, what's the curtis?
Wednesday's Oh is on now. Right, here's your first situation today. Play along.
Oh, what's the curtis?
You know we're going to Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
To do our musical. Might have heard about it. We're not the only ones doing a musical. There's so many random shows on Edinburgh and musicals. There are hundreds of them. There's a musical about pretty much everything, almost. Any subject, there's a musical about it. We went onto Stupid Street earlier today and we asked them, what musical would you like to see that's not been invented yet? What would your answer to that be?
Newlyweds the Musical.
What, with Jessica Nick Simpson and, Jessica. And Nick?
Mm-hmm.
There'd be brilliant music in that too, wouldn't there?
Yeah,
it'd be
they
all
could
her
just
songs.
Sing all his songs as well.
Oh, brilliant.
All however many of them. I think that would be a good one. What would you go for? Scott Mills the Musical?
Jeremy Clarkson the Musical?
Jeremy Clarkson the Musical?
Yeah, I don't know how... What the, I don't know, I just think he'd be a good subject for it. I don't know why.
Singing his rants rather than just speaking them.
So we asked Stupid Street, what musical would you like to see that's not been invented yet? What was the most popular answer from the street and our special favourite people?
What, in the whole world?
Yeah.
David Beckham, the musical.
Good answer. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So on Stupid Street, what musical would they like to see that's not been invented yet?
What should be made into a musical that hasn't been?
The OC.
Why is that?
Because they have loads of pretty girls. That's about it.
OC the musical, good.
There'd be lots of singing.
Yeah, just from the girls.
I'd like to see a musical about Rihanna's life.
If you could see any musical that hasn't been made yet, what would it be?
I would like to see Keeping Up Appearances. I think that would be hilarious.
What should be made into a musical that hasn't been?
Ready Steady Cook.
And who would be singing in it?
Ainsley Harriott.
If there's one thing that hasn't been made into a musical that should be, what would it be?
Definitely Planet Earth with David Attenborough.
Why?
It would be amazing. And you could turn all, like, the different animal sounds and everything into, like, a musical. And, yeah, I think it'd be really cool.
OK.
What should be made into a musical that hasn't been?
Countdown.
Why is that?
Because I think the numbers and letters would fit into a good song.
Absolutely.
That would be a good one.
Another continent, please. Really good.
That's the best one.
Yeah. I like the one about Rihanna's life as well. That would be good.
And Keeping Up Appearances.
Absolutely. Wherever that lady was from, they still find that hilarious. And it's still on.
I love countries that get old. Like
I do.
British TV shows.
There wasn't really one popular answer in there, I'm afraid.
But I said David Beckham, that's quite like Countdown.
It's not though, is it?
Oh, I really thought you might go for that.
No.
Oh! What's the curtis?
You never pay attention to this quiz, how come you're doing so well today? I thought you'd go, yep, you win the point.
Next. Thanks to Jono off of Unofficial Mills, the Amazon website, for this. You know, Radio 1 Surgery on Sunday with Alid. It's on every week. It's very good. Last Sunday, they were talking about alcohol a lot. That's because the show was about drinking. In fact, my question to you is, how many times did they say alcohol on the surgery?
25.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the surgery talking drink...
Alcohol.
Because tonight we're talking about...
Alcohol.
Got a bit of a problem with alcohol.
Alcohol.
Also, I remember from the alcohol experiment we did.
Alcohol.
Why does alcohol make me forget? The night before.
Alcohol.
My head's spinning with all this, these alcohol questions.
Alcohol.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking about alcohol.
I do need to point out that we have slowed Aled down on that. He hadn't had two woo-woos beforehand. Alcohol, 65 times.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know, on other radio stations, they have competitions.
Yes.
And one that they do quite a lot is, what's the phrase that pays? And I feel a bit left out. We've done this before. So today, I phoned 5 Radio 1 listeners and asked them, what's the phrase that pays? What was the most popular answer? Hard questions today, eh?
Show me the money?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling 5 Radio 1 listeners, asking them what the phrase of pays is.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air right now. All you got to do is tell us that phrase that pays.
Okay. What's that coming over the hill?
No, that's not it.
No, it's not that.
That was a good one.
Really good. Next.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. All you got to do now is tell us the phrase that pays.
I'm going to go and have a coffee now. Bye.
It's good, but it's not right.
That's not right.
Do you think that wasn't her actual guess?
No, that she just wanted to hang up, but it's still a phrase.
That's a rubbish catchphrase.
Still a phrase.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. All you got to do now is tell us the phrase that pays.
Eating half a gallon of cheese a day keeps the doctor away.
That's not it, I'm afraid. What was that?
Eating half a what of cheese? He sounds like my ideal man.
Next.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air right now. All you got to do is tell us that phrase that pays.
Crunchy delicious biscuit bites.
It's That's good, like... but it's not right.
How could he think that was the phrase that pays?
The thing is, when I call up, it's just like the first thing that comes into your head because it puts you on the spot. The music and the drama of it all, it's just like, what are we going to say?
The first thing you think of is half a thing of cheese.
What are we going to say?
Well, I probably would, actually.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. All you got to do now is tell us the phrase that pays.
The phrase that pays. Don't put a ferret down my trousers.
Oh, you're close, but it's not right.
Right.
What radio station does she listen to?
I don't know, but I would love that.
Oh, I love that one.
Whatever station that is.
Were you thinking of ferrets? What was the phrase?
Next time you call Pigeon FM, remember to say this phrase.
Don't put a ferret down my trousers.
No, none of them.
Wasn't ferret related today.
No. But well done anyway for not really winning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Amy, Matt, Hannah and Adrian off of Bristol. The weather's so bad where they are, they're stuck in their VW camper in the New Forest. It's raining so hard, they can't get 100 yards from their campsite to the pub. Rubbish. Oh, just brave it, it's fine, just run. It's 6:13, or maybe drive in your camper van.
And then walk back.
Of course. That was Heartbreaker, Mastercraft, and now Becky's Classifieds, round two. Hi there. Are you looking for love? Maybe someone spotted you and put an ad online for you to get in touch. Does this sound like you? This could be the person you've been looking for all your life.
You're still my beautiful stranger.
Is this Madonna connected?
That's all, Jim. I can't forget you. Will never. I had to leave the hotel. I couldn't stand it after you went away. Please, can we start again? And have you got that Madonna CD?
Wow.
Do you think this person is more concerned with getting Jim back or Madonna's
Madonna
album?
Madonna CD, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was hoping that would be me then.
What Madonna albums have you got?
Oh, only Immaculate Collection. Mm. It's always better to buy the greatest hits. I never buy just the normal
She's
albums.
She's got a new one coming out, hasn't she?
Is it any good?
Yeah, well, that one's got rubbish remixes on it. Anyway, that's Madonna news for you. And now back to the classifieds. Is this free stuff?
Yeah.
Mezen?
The world's most uncomfortable futon.
I beg to differ because I actually had the world's most uncomfortable futon in my flat in East London in about 2003. It could be that one because I did get rid of it. Let me see if it matches up.
I'm an honest person. I'm not going to tell you this is a great futon or even a tolerable futon. It's the world's most uncomfortable futon, or as we like to call it, WMUF, or WMUF.
I never called it WMUF, but mine was really uncomfortable. Read on.
It is possible to sleep on the WMUF. I've slept on it for 8 months and almost never woke up wishing I'd chosen the floor instead.
No. Yeah, it just does sound similar.
When you sold yours, were you honest and said that it was rubbish and it was a WMUF, or did you just go, this is brilliant, give me all the money?
I don't think I said either way. I think I sold it to a family member. You did always wake up with, like, a stiff neck and backache and stuff.
At one point in its history, the WMUF maintained the upright sofa position. However, it hasn't tried this in quite a long time, and 8 months of inactivity might have somewhat impaired its once renowned flexibility and endurance. But maybe you don't mind that. Maybe you like things a little hard and unforgiving. Maybe you like the punishment, roughing it, shall we say. Or perhaps you'd like to use the WMUF to punish someone else.
See, which is what you did to your relative,
yeah,
who
I
you
did.
Sold it to.
My cousin, I think.
Not I even gave it to them. You actually took money knowing that it would cause them pain.
Not pain, just a bit uncomfortable. We can't be arsed with futons, can we?
No.
I saw that slat thing, so what's that point of that?
Thing is, when you're going to sleep on a futon, you've normally been out for a night out and you can't be bothered, just rip the mattress off and put it on the floor. A lot of people are saying that, why did I tell them to walk back from the pub when they had a camper van? I was assuming that they couldn't camp in the pub, that would be a bit weird.
Yeah.
But they could just park up and then go back and sleep in the van.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying walk back to what?
Okay, I'm an idiot.
In which case, you should contact me and take my futon.
Back to the futon.
Seriously, I've got to get it out of the house by the end of the week, so please, please, please take my futon. Trust me, I'll be all right sleeping on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is more comfortable.
It is.
Especially camp beds. They just go, every time you roll over, it's like...
Yeah. I'm going to... Can I... Here's the thing, right? I think I'm going to move house soon. I don't know yet. Would I be able to put stuff on classifieds?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Because I've got a sofa bed that I don't really want anymore. Would that be allowed?
Yeah, why not?
I can give it away.
I can do the ad for you.
I can do it for free. I'm not going to ask any money because that would be wrong. But if there's stuff that I would like to get rid of, can I put them on Becky's Classifieds?
Yeah, I think that's allowed. It's like I'm allowed to win the lottery, or am I? Because my mum always says I can't. If you're presenting, it would look a bit like a fix.
I think it would look... I think you're allowed, yeah.
Are you allowed to win the lottery?
No. No, I'm not. Not allowed to play it, I don't think.
Are you not?
No.
What about Duncan from Blue? Do they let him play?
He doesn't do it anymore, so yes.
Oh.
I don't even know whether he doesn't know that he doesn't do it anymore.
Was there an unfortunate incident with the balls?
No, he just doesn't... There was an unfortunate incident, but we won't go into that.
Go on.
No, I can't.
Go on.
He just doesn't do it anymore. He's very busy. Next!
One free chicken to a good home.
Free chicken? Amazing.
So, last night, I'm on my usual walk home and I hear some rustling in the bushes. I look down and there's the most miserable-looking chicken I've ever seen.
Oh.
The warehouse is on the corner of some kind of chicken rendering plant. Anyway, I managed to catch the chicken, which is not an easy thing to do, and bring him home. God knows what he ate off the ground or experienced whilst running around.
Poor little chicken. Oh. I don't want to know what happens at a chicken rendering plant.
So, there's this dirty and tattered, but otherwise healthy little chicken in my bathroom. I can hear him chirping away as I type this. He has water, some torn-up newspapers, and some whole grains to eat. Oh, and we put the lava lamp in there in case he got cold.
Does that heat up chickens?
I thought it was just one of those blue and red things that, like, bubbles up and down. Oh. Lava lamps are so annoying. They take, like, an hour to get going, don't they?
Oh, I'm freezing. Would you put the lava lamp on?
An hour later, you only just got a couple of bubbles
bit
going.
Of warmth.
Yeah.
Next.
I'm willing to give this chicken to someone who will take care of him and not eat him. He must be one smart chicken to escape the death factory.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about eating him. I just thought it'd be quite cool to have around the house.
I take care of him, but we have a large cat and no real garden. If possible, please provide a picture of Mr. Chicken's new home or field, proof that you will not eat him. Thank you. Adam.
Okay, so you have to provide proof.
Just get him an igloo.
See, I would probably eat it. No, of course I wouldn't. I would...
Get someone else to do it for you, like everything else. Yeah.
Loads of people want my sofa bed. Yes. It's not even been on the classifieds properly yet.
You haven't even said what colour it is and how many stains it's got.
No one cares. They just want it. They just moved house, they want it. Can I have it, please? Gavin, Becky and Elgin. Robin Sirencester, I could do it with it for my new house. I'm moving house today. I need one. Thanks, Laura and Rainy Swindon. Amazing.
Was it in your lounge when we did Scott Cam?
No, spare room.
Oh.
So I don't know who slept on it. Well, I do, but...
Surely you knew everyone in your house.
Not always. I've got a flatmate, remember?
I assumed he had a bed for the rent he paid
you. No, but he sometimes has his friends over and I don't always know who they are. See what I mean? So
Has Steve Strange slept on it?
Yes.
Has the Hoff slept on it?
No. Anyone else?
Can't think of who'd have been round.
Let's move on from this. Next.
Giant undies.
Okay. Are this free?
Mm-hmm.
I've just lost £120 on Atkins and had to buy all new underwear. I'd hate to throw it all away, so if anyone who's 5'4" and weighs about 19 stone wants them, then please let me know. I have about 100 pairs in rainbow colours. They are clean. Serious inquiries only. No pervs.
All right, so if you need big knickers, then get in touch with Becky's Classifieds. What's going on now?
£120 is like a whole person.
It
they
is.
Are huge pants. I want to get them just so we can all fit in.
That's massive.
They'd have been wider than they were tall.
Yeah, they're big. If you need them, then
get
let
them
us know.
For Mark.
Also, now I said earlier that if I... if I kind of tip my head back, I can hear properly. Mm-hmm. But if I tip my head forward or corner or anything like that, mm-hmm. I've now. Has anyone else got a weird tone in their ears now? Because that's what I've got. I can't hear it. I just put some nasal drops in my nose. You saw that. It was attractive, wasn't it?
That was really nice to see, yeah.
And now, I don't know if anyone else has got this, but this is the noise that I currently have in my ears. So, anyone else having that? That's me putting the noise on now, but if I take it off. No, just me?
No.
Okay, good. Anything more from Becky's Classifieds, including my sofa bed, let you know.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.